by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
gotta
have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I want to tell you about one of our amazing sponsors that helps keep this show free. Jimmy Jane does adult products like no one else does. They create vibrators, massage candles, and pleasure kits that blend sex, music, art, and design. They even do jewelry. They take sex and add a level of luxury to it. I kind of feel like Cleopatra when I use their products. I go crazy for their massage candles. And the Form 2 vibrator? Don't get me started. So if you want to treat yourself or your partner, Jimmy Jane products always make the perfect gift. Just go to my website, click on the Jimmy Jane banner, and check out everything they have to offer. You know, just as a way to thank them for bringing you Sex with Emily. Just use coupon code SPRING at checkout. Thanks for listening. I promise your sex life will improve. Listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com. You can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list, and you can also find me on Facebook. My fan page is Sex with Emily. So thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Great to be here today. And we have special guests. I'm here with Menace, first of all, of
course.
Hi,
how you doing?
What up, Menace? Do you want to introduce our special guest?
I want to introduce Greg from Fernando Greg here in San Francisco on Move-In. Well, sorry.
It used to be Move-In.
It used to be Move-In.
99.7 Now.
Now.
Yes.
.com.
Fernando and Greg in the morning.
Highly rated morning show.
Highly rated.
Very highly
super,
rated,
super
absolutely.
Famous morning show.
I don't know about super, super famous, but we're getting there. We'll be there.
I've been fans of you guys for years, even before you came over to CBS.
You want
to
hear a funny story?
Yes.
Okay. So we're doing, I don't know if the program director here knows about Super Secret because of the way he conducted things, but there was already a morning show at this station that I was going to work for, which was Move-In. And I think everybody kind of knew that that morning show was going to be gone, you know, when their contract was up. But when we did our interview with the program director, he had us at a restaurant. He met us at a restaurant right next to the radio station. And who walks in but White Menace? Hey, Fernando and Greg! And it's supposed to be like this super
right,
down
secret.
Low.
Right. And then Menace blows it and tweets it out to everybody.
No.
We were like, dude. But I'll tell you something that you probably don't know, Menace, is that the first time we came over here, we actually saw you. And we ducked behind like a CBS TV van to hide from you.
Yeah, but I kept everything on the DL. I earned
yeah,
your trust,
oh,
didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, yeah, you did. I'm just saying that, you know. It's
okay, so
funny.
Tell me about your show. Like, why it's so popular? People love you guys. What do you think it is?
You know, I think it's because it's a fun show. We talk a lot about absurd things. We used to be on the dance station, Energy 92.7. A lot of people knew us from that.
Right.
And that was kind of known as the gay station.
Right.
And
so you're gay. Let's just put it out there, right?
I am, if you can't figure it out.
Well, a lot of our listeners are not in San Francisco, so they're all over the world. So
yeah, just to know. I mean, if you can't figure it out by the voice, I'm a homosexual. But I don't look like I sound is what everybody tells me.
No,
like
you
I'm
don't.
More a little more grizzly and butch.
Yeah, you're grizzly and
but
cute.
But then people think like when they meet me there, I was like, oh, I thought you were like a total like tweaker, party boy,
right.
Like stick, you know, real skinny, you know, and I'm like,
well, you're from the Midwest. You got the Midwest
are you?
Feel.
First of all, I'm not from the Midwest.
Why, are
you,
why
you claim
up?
It?
What are you talking about?
Maybe
Menace?
I got my geography mixed up.
I'm from Texas.
Okay.
Texas.
That's different. The Midwest, right?
No. Menace, you got to leave San Francisco more often.
That's true. You know what? Texas is Texas. I mean, okay. I hate to be like Texans are way too proud for that state, but Texas really is Texas. It's not the South.
Okay.
It's not the West. It's not the Midwest. It's just Texas.
Okay.
That's it.
Right.
You're from Texas.
So you're from Texas. And then you, did you, is your family still there?
My family is still there.
And are you
Fort
close
Worth.
With their family?
I am off and on.
How do they feel about like when you came out as being gay?
Well, you know, I didn't really come out to my parents. I haven't really come out to my parents,
not
which
yet.
Is interesting because my mom is on the show. I mean, they've got to know.
Right, they've got to know.
My mom's on the show every Wednesday. But my brother asked me, it's been, God, 10 years ago, and he's super butch. He
right.
rode bulls in the rodeo for years and total cowboy, ass kicker, you know.
Right.
And he invited me to his house the night before Thanksgiving. And he got completely wasted on Crown. And we were drinking and drinking and drinking. And finally he looked at his wife and he's like, I'm just going to ask him, Amber. I'm going to ask him. And she's like her eyes bulge out. She's like, no. And I knew immediately yeah. what he was going to ask
right.
me, you know. And he's like, are you queer? And I was like, I mean, I really wish if there were a Jesus at that point. It would, you know, he would, it's pretty funny. You could tell I'm not religious. It would have come down and lifted me yeah. to the
right.
sky. It was horrifying, but you know what? He was cool about it at that moment. He was mm-hmm. like, you're my brother and I love you no matter what
yeah.
and
right.
all that stuff. And, you know, he was just like, I just don't get it because I love pussy. I love it. And he said it like 5 times, and
yeah.
I'm like, I get it. Are you trying to convince me?
Right.
Or are you trying to convince yourself?
Right, exactly,
you like
exactly. They're like, I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
And I'm like, but he was cool about it, but then never again have we talked about
right.
it.
Right, that's what people are. Where? How were you brought up? You brought up like religious or not religious?
You know, my mom is one of 11, and
wow.
all of her brothers and sisters are uber religious. Like, they're Catholic, of course.
Okay.
They don't have that many kids. They're going to be Catholic. And they're so religious, but all the other aunts and uncles, like, totally go to church and all
right.
they were. My mom married outside the faith, which caused huge scandals.
Right, it always does.
They wouldn't even, like, mm-hmm. speak to my dad for, like, months. And he was married before. Oh, that
oh,
is an
no.
amazing story.
Oh.
That is a great story that I have to tell.
Okay.
So I was, this is probably, like, 5, 6, 7 years ago. A friend of mine and I were going to go to Puerto Vallarta. We're leaving out of DFW. That's in Dallas. That's for Menace.
Yeah, there you go.
And
we have to help him along sometimes.
Yeah. So my friend, she takes a shower first. We stayed at my parents' house. I lived in Dallas, but we stayed at my parents' house because it's a lot closer to the airport, and my dad was going to take us to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So she takes a shower. She gets ready. She goes in. She's older than me. She goes in the kitchen, is having coffee with my father, and they strike up a conversation. And it turns out that she grew up in the same town where my husband, my father, lived with his first wife.
Oh.
And so they strike up a conversation. And then as soon as we leave, like get out, of, you know, we get dropped off. As soon as we get out of the car, she's like, oh, my God, Greg, I have to tell you something. I'm like, what? She's like, do you know that your dad was married? I was like, yeah, he's mentioned it, you know, when I was a kid, but he's never really talked about it. She's like, your father's ex-wife is a lesbian. And I'm like, what? And she was like,
oh, my God.
Your dad's ex-wife is a lesbian. She was my softball coach
what?
In high school. And we started talking about that. And your father, who's never opened up to me, of course, never
of course.
Opened up to anybody,
of course.
Told her that in one conversation, he barely knows her, that this other lesbian comes over to the house one day and says, that's not your wife. That's my wife. She had a baseball bat with her because they were on the same softball team and
what?
Said, blah, blah, blah. And my dad was like, I'm out. Like, you know, I'm not going to fight
And your dad,
this.
So did you tell your dad that you
no!
found out?
No!
Are you kidding?
What
am
I supposed to say?
But don't you see your dad a little differently now? Like,
I do in a way that I sort of feel.
And it was years ago, right? I mean,
years ago, before
you were born? Like, even.
Oh,
or...
yeah, yeah. It was, God, at least 45 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, right.
40, 45
That's
years
crazy.
Ago.
Yeah, but how did he not know that she was a lesbian because she played softball? You know?
I don't know, but you know what? I got my friend. I went to my friend's house, and we got her yearbook to look up, you know,
right,
the softball
course,
coach. I wanted to see, and the woman looks like a total lesbian, but that was years after my dad was married to her. But
right.
my dad doesn't talk about his first marriage
right.
other than... It's funny. I remember being a kid, and it got brought up. You know how you're a kid, you hear things, you're like, you're married before, you know,
yeah.
whatever. And I asked why they didn't stay married, and here's his exact answer was, I wanted to have kids and she didn't.
No, she didn't.
Well, she might have.
So, what's your situation like here in San Francisco? Like, okay, so here's the deal. So, Sex with Emily, I've been doing the show for like 5 years, and we've had a lot of people talk about all different kinds of sex, but not lately, like a lot of like gay sex issues. What's going on in the culture?
We're in San Francisco.
I know, and it's just like, because I feel like a lot of the topics we cover, we do talk about it, we read it, we get emails, but specifically, I just feel like we all have this, a lot of the same issues. You know, it's different in some ways, mechanically.
But they're different.
They're,
well, it's just so different the way that men are sexual beings. And I always say, people like to say, well, gay men are so promiscuous and gay men want to have sex and blah, 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 and da, da, da. It's that is not true.
Right.
What's true is men are promiscuous.
Right.
What happens is if you're a straight man, the woman comes in and says no.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time. Another man never says no.
Exactly.
Right? I mean,
exactly.
They do sometimes.
Exactly.
But whatever. And it just, the culture is so different because there's not that, like, women
like,
can
let's
be
get
prudish
married
about.
And have kids. Right.
Like, because, you know, and I've talked to a friend of mine and she's so open and so, like, out there. But sex means so much to her.
Right, that's a lot of women are like that.
She has sex with a guy.
She's in love.
Not necessarily in love, but crushed if then he doesn't want to continue to have sex. She's okay with having the FB. Mm-hmm. That's fine with her. But if she is enjoying it and stuff, and then he says, I don't want to have it anymore, it's like
they go
crushed.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing she can't do, which I don't understand, other than safety-wise, I can understand it, but she can't have sex with someone who's having sex with someone else.
Yeah, a lot of women and men are like that because I think a lot of that has to do with ego. Like, I literally can't, and not in a bad, just like our minds can't process that the person that we're with, like, we all want to believe that we're special and that we're the one. And to think that this person who just had sexual relations with me and had their penis inside me or whatever happened is now going to be with someone else is like, people don't have they literally don't have the skills to handle that kind of emotion and that kind of anxiety and stress around and jealousy.
I think if I had an FB, Oh, I've actually had FBs in the past that have been in relationships and I really liked it because it was no fuss, no muss, come in, do it. Let's not talk a lot and get out.
Right.
I enjoy that because then I can go back to watching the Golden Girls, you know,
right,
I'm like, I don't really have time to have, you know, this whole, like, what are you doing for lunch? In fact, when I had FBs, it became a burden when they would get
F-buddies. Just in case people aren't getting it. Yeah.
And it would be like, and then they'd be like, well, hey, maybe we could go to lunch sometime.
Oh.
No! Like, no!
We're like, we are not, lunch was not in our contract.
I have
meals
friends
were not,
to
right,
have
exactly
lunch with.
You just want the FB. Yeah, that's, I think that women, typically more than men, but not that men don't, but they kind of romanticize it, want it, well, we're having sex, it means something, I want a relationship, and it's harder just to have that be. So what do you have now? But now you're in a relationship.
I have a boyfriend of 2 years. Absolutely
monogamous.
We are He's younger than me.
How much younger?
9 years.
Okay.
He's 28. Oh damn, I just gave my age.
That's okay.
Combine. don't add He's 28. I think with the younger generation, they definitely, it's like the monogamy things is very, very important to him.
Really? And, younger, more important?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're into it,
Yeah.
What's my problem? Okay, yeah.
Older gay men are more like, they've done it. You know, you've done it.
Right,
you've experienced
right
it. So you know that it's his first real
long-term
relationship.
You're his first
relationship.
Real, okay,
yeah.
You're the first one.
So I think in that way, you always think, because I've been the first relationship for a couple of guys. And
interesting. Men who are formally identified as straight?
Men that weren't out.
Okay,
yeah.
They weren't out.
But I don't think, like,
socially they identified as straight. Maybe they always knew they were gay.
Yeah. Well, actually, my current boyfriend now, he came out a while ago, like several years.
Okay.
He even came out to his parents, you know, and stuff when he was in college. But he just never had, I don't think he ever felt comfortable enough to have a relationship.
Okay.
In fact, I scared him because he was so, I'm so just out there and whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you know, what I, right.
Oh,
this,
when we first started, like, dating and I would go to hold his hand in public, he would, like, stiffen up and freak
right
out. And kissing him in public, he'd like, you know, and it's like, we're in the Castro.
Right.
We're in the gay area. What's
we're
wrong
in the
with
gay,
that?
Right. my God. I work out of the Castro gym. Do you work out of the Castro gym?
The Gold's Gym there? I don't, only because I do work out at Gold's Gym.
Me too.
But not at that one because it's so small.
Right.
And it, I don't know if it still does, but sometimes it smells man musty.
It's
nasty.
Man. And it's all men. And like, I'm the only woman in
you never
in
go South of Market.
I do go South of Market sometimes.
I'll look
do
for
you. Do you go there? I do.
Room.
Yeah.
I'll
I like
be in the girls' locker room.
You'll be in the girls' locker room. Perfect. Exactly.
I heard there's nothing going on in the girls' locker room.
No, but what's going on in the men's locker room for real? Is there really real?
Why
like,
is everyone
here
naked? Like, is it
really? Because
naked?
Let me tell you about this gym. Because Gold's Gym is like a serious gym, and it's there's two of them, and they're mostly gay. I'd say
it's the gay
in the city.
Haven.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the gay gym in the Castro, I often say, is the gayest place on earth.
Yeah, but I
because I'm in the Castro,
think,
and it's the gay gym.
Yeah, but I think you're wrong because I think there are more straight women who go to that gym than there are that go to the South of Market. South of Market is more.
Oh.
They're like
okay.
beefier
I
guys,
went to South Market for
then,
a year, and then I realized the other one was closer. It took me a year to figure out the other one was closer to my house. Whatever, I'm slow.
You didn't know where you lived.
Really slow. But I feel like all the men are just always so like, I mean, they're buff, but they're always like, just, you know, like friendly and touchy and grabbing each other's ass. And so I'm wondering what happens in the locker room, like the whole cliche of what you hear about the locker room.
Nothing happens in the locker room part of, there's the locker room, you walk in and there's the locker room. And then there is a shower, and then in the back of the shower, there's a steam room and a sauna. Yeah, steam room and a sauna, two different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's all that going on. I've taken a shower at that gym, and there doesn't seem to be a lot going on in the shower, but in the steam room and the sauna, from what I am told by my friends, and I have this one friend who is like horny as all get out. He's constantly having sex everywhere he goes. I mean, he's a good looking guy. He has sex everywhere. I mean, he's one of those guys that he could be one of those After Dark HBO shows,
right.
You know? Like, he has a coffee shop in the coffee shop, down below the coffee shop.
I have
shop,
a friend like that.
Walking down, you're like, this never happens to me. Like, doesn't it happen to me?
There are my friend has a theory that there's three kinds of men, and I'm not going to remember them all, but one of them is the guy. I'm not going to remember the right terms, but one of them is the guy that just, you can't understand it. He just gets, everywhere he goes, he gets laid. Like,
but he
like
must
it's special powers.
Look.
No, yeah. No. It's like he's maybe good looking, but it doesn't matter. Like, not more good looking than their friend that does never get laid. But there's something about these people. They got these powers, men, women, straight, gay, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. They just, men fall for them.
And he doesn't have to hook up like online or on, you know, whatever. He just plain and simple can walk into somewhere. And I am telling you, within 15 minutes, he's in the back of an SUV. Getting his penis sucked.
Yes,
it is.
I love it.
Yeah, but I've talked to my my gay friends, and they said there's like just a. I go, when you're in the club and you want to hook up with somebody, like, how do you do it? Do you even like talk? Because once I get to the club, I swear to God, my gay friends are gone within 5 minutes already. And they say it's just a look. You just look at each other.
Yeah, that's how I
want
to know.
And then that's it. And then you take off.
In the club, it's different because, you know, well, get back to the gym. From what I understand, there is sex and masturbation, a lot of mutual masturbation and stuff like that.
In the
steam room. Not in the locker room at all.
Right.
But it is funny. You know, guys who have big schlongs connected to ugly faces have this weird thing that in the locker room, they must walk around without a towel for what appears to be hours. Like, I mean, like, I can go in there, change my clothes, work out, come back, and they're still finding things to do, clip their toenails, grease their legs, whatever. And it's guys with big schlongs connected to pretty faces, I guess they're used to getting attention for it all.
Right.
Whereas
so they put their towels
guys,
on. Right.
They've got it. This is my one thing God gave me, and I, by God, am showing it to the world.
Right. For hours, right?
Yeah,
oh, my God. That
it's
is
so annoying.
So, right. Because so
you're like,
funny.
Listen,
I
don't care
totally
how big
see
it
that.
Is.
Right.
Are you impressed by size?
I'm not a size queen, but I like bigger. I just do. But
for sex, for looks, for...
Sex, I think. Yeah. I like just the feeling. I just do. It doesn't have to be huge. I'm not like a total, like a mess, but like I have been in the past with some that are just really not as big.
Yeah.
And not as, you know, one in particular, if I might go back, wasn't as really, like, it was small, but I know now that this person is like married with two kids and really happy. So like, I know like for me, it wasn't right, but doesn't mean that it wasn't right for someone else. But for me,
yeah, and maybe
this penis
talents,
was like, are you
know.
Are you in? You know, and my friend was just having sex with a guy and she was like, I didn't know if he was in. I said, is that your finger? That's so Never ask if that's your finger. And it wasn't his finger.
Yeah, you shouldn't probably ask that. I was with a guy once
He's like, not my finger, bitch. Yeah.
That said, I was with a guy once that it was so small. Like, I'm not a size queen at all.
Right.
It's fine. I mean, anything from normal small to normal large is great. In fact, I would rather have more on the medium to smaller side than like a huge penis if I'm going to bottom. But sometimes, actually, if the smaller it is, like if it's abnormally small, it hurts worse because it's like a little jutting in there.
Oh, wow. Really?
You know, yeah. So it's like.
You said if you're going to bottom. So do you bottom and top both?
Yeah, both. Yeah,
what's it called?
Yeah.
There's terms for that, right?
What, versatile. If you do both, you're versatile. Okay.
Someone just told me, some gay friend of mine, just that San Francisco is a town of bottoms.
It is. Well, almost every town's a town of bottoms.
Really?
It's hard to find a top. I mean. Listen, when you find a good top in a town, you stick to them.
You
can't
just explain
find tops.
This to me. This is what I'm just, how do you know right away?
You don't. I mean, you don't. I mean, some guys you can look at and be like, bottom. Like, but
right,
some guys
right,
will
right.
Say,
do you do that? Are you like, bottom, top, bottom, top,
yeah,
bottom,
of course.
Right.
I mean, it's like a game you play.
Right.
You skip through the Castro.
I love it. Can I come? I live right near there.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
You can
that's
come with
so
us
fun.
Anytime.
Okay, that's so fun.
But, you know, I'll tell you what's changed the game, and I know Menis asked me a question about this the other day, and what's changed the game of hooking up is Grindr.
Right.
Grindr, the
new
app
Grindr.
I don't love it, but my...
He secretly loves Grindr.
I love the gay. I love the gay technology of Grindr. It's, for people that don't know, it's an app that's on your phone that uses
your
location...
iPhone.
And everybody else that has the app has theirs turned on also. So when you turn on the app, you see all the other people that are
and
around
you. And
how
far away they are from you.
Oh,
have
yeah.
Have you used it to hook up? Well, you've been in a relationship.
Yeah, I have. But listen, I have a friend who is obsessed with it. Obsessed to the point of we went to Kauai as a group of people. He was so obsessed with it, his phone eventually broke, I think, because he was using Grindr so much. I'm like, we're in Kauai.
Right.
There's nothing but chickens here and fish. You're not going to find another gay guy. Get off of there. He was so obsessed with it, it drove us insane.
Oh, my God.
He needs to be checked into rehab.
Right.
But what he has told me about it, my boyfriend actually downloaded it a while back because we have a friend, a straight girlfriend, who's obsessed with the concept, and she had to know all about it. So he downloaded it, and they, you know, looked at it, and you literally can tell, like, okay, someone is 10 feet away.
And he will suck my cock, or I will suck his cock.
Well,
cock.
No, what happens is you
well,
see
Well, it depends on what it says. The profile may say.
You click their photograph, and then you can instantly start chatting with them. It's crazy.
Wow.
You know more about it than I do.
I have
a lot of gay friends.
He brings it up all the time.
And they have, then there's Boy Ahoy, which is another one that just works
the same. I've not even heard of
that. I don't
like
that name.
Oh, my God. How he knows Boy Ahoy and I don't.
How do you
know
the obscure Grindr?
But do you know what's funny? It'll never work for straight people because...
Women wouldn't get on it.
Yeah,
it would just be straight men.
Oh, yeah. It'd be like men going, I hear, I see you picking out the grapefruits over there.
Yeah, and there'd be like one slutty chick.
Would you?
Would I
go
on Grindr?
Not on Grindr, but if there was a Grindr for straight people.
No, I already have men picking. There's men picking me up. I have men pick. I don't know. I don't need to be like, I'm available single chick. Come talk to me 10 feet away. Like, I'd rather not.
Do you ever just want to have sex?
Yes.
And just like,
all the time.
Oh my God, I want to have sex right now. Let me get on my phone and find a guy.
But I have guys in my arsenal that I could call to have sex with.
Even at noon.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think so.
Good.
I mean,
you've got like around the clock cock.
I do. Around the clock and around the country.
This is what sucks for straight men because straight men don't have anything like
that. Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
If I have it with these men, then they have it with
women.
No,
because
you just have to be cute.
No, I have to buy you fucking lunch.
No,
first.
You don't, dude.
No, you don't. But you just got
to
have
I prefer them not to buy me anything.
I have another.
Oh, that's not true.
I have another friend. you shouldn't say that on the air. Bleep that out.
Bleep that. Bleep.
I have a friend who has an ex, and he, every time he texts, it's always like he's in the food service industry, so he'll get out at 11:30 midnight, and we'll be hanging out, you know, on a Friday night, and she'll get a text, and it's like, what's up? What are you doing? Can I come over?
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I mean, her hair's on fire. She gets out of my house so fast.
Right.
You know,
that's what I do. That's what we do. We hook up late. Yeah. You just like, hey, what are you doing? Mendes does that every night. He doesn't even go home.
Well, that's funny to me because only because
Mendes looks no.
About Mendes.
Oh, sorry.
You know, I can't even imagine having sex after 8 p.m. I can't even imagine having because I get up at 4:30.
Oh, you get up 4:30 for your show.
And,
I got it.
And I really want my boyfriend. Like, I have tried to talk to him over the last 2 years. Like, listen, once in a while, you have to find a way to get out of work because I'm horny at, like, 2 or 3 or 4.
Oh. Yes. And he works late?
Yeah. So for a while, I was, like, uber, I wouldn't say addicted, but very dependent on porn at home. Because it was the only outlet that I really had.
Yeah, and it's
really
like 2 o'clock, you're getting up from your nap or maybe or whatever. Like,
I know, I come from the gym, seeing all those big schlongs. You
right,
know?
Yeah. right.
All those guys doing it in the steam room.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Better relationships equal better sex. Sinclair Institute, the leader in sex education products for adults, has been saying it for over 20 years. I've seen some of their DVDs, and I highly recommend them. Find Sinclair's ad on my products page on my website, sexwithemily.com, and save 50% off any one item when you put in Emily50 at checkout. Enjoy the show. I promise your sex life will improve.
Think you're addicted to what kind of porn do you watch? Just anything?
No, I really like to see, I really like amateur porn.
Right.
I don't, and I know that amateur porn isn't really amateur porn.
Right,
I
but
know.
It's more amateur than the, yeah.
Then
right.
I don't want super glossy produced, you know, right. Whatever. I want it a little bit more, and I want to see guys who are enjoying themselves.
Right.
And you can tell when they're not.
You can totally tell.
And I have a lot of, have you ever watched gay porn?
Yeah.
Because I get a lot of lesbians who want to watch my porn, like they come over and rent, you know, the gay porn
out of your
collection.
Place. Yeah, I have a lot of friends who get turned on by gay porn.
Would you?
Yeah,
get turned on by gay porn?
I have seen some gay porn that turned me on. Yeah,
the straight do girls turn you on?
Yeah, girls turn me on more than
do girls gay going like this turn you on? Oh,
no,
I think
no, that's annoying. And they're long fingernails. Like
yeah.
I like them
that's
more.
That's so weird.
The fingernails. And it's so weird. Like it's not me. Like that doesn't turn me on. But I think two women getting it on is hot.
But
like,
real women, not like
not
the
real
faking
amateur
it.
Amateur women. Then the amateur porn women of
what,
women lesbians.
What do men, straight men, watch in a straight porn? Because you don't look at the guy, do you?
No, men don't want to see another penis.
Menace does.
No.
Men, straight men like to limit the amount of other penises around in their vicinity.
Well, I like, so when you've logged off of Grindr,
right, exactly.
And you've logged off to Chips Ahoy.
right.
What turns you on in the porn
No,
side?
I like amateur porn too. I don't like the produced stuff at all. And, then there's like the
look.
The,
he's standing up now. That he's
I know he just like moved and got all. Yeah, I like the amateur porn.
No, but then it's also like with the guys. It's again. It's like the penis is really cut out. It's like they have the
It's cut out.
No, but it's really the camera views is like it's actually you.
Right.
You know. You know what I'm talking about. It's
got it. Yeah.
Perspective.
I think George Carlin used to say, "Rest in peace." Didn't he die?
He said
that he had like a one dick theory or something. And he said he only like men only want to see one penis in the room, like one dick, no other penises, no threesomes. Like they even that, like they even do a thing where they're picturing that it's their penis going in.
What about double penetration?
That's a great question. That just came up. Someone just. Yeah.
I don't find it hot.
I had to show my friend that because she didn't believe it was true.
It's true.
It was on a website that I look at. SeanCody.com is a fairly produced site, but
how do you
I like
say
the
it?
Guys
say
on there.
Slow it down.
SeanCody.com.
S-E-A-N.
S-E-A-N-C-O-D-Y.
Okay, got
com.
It. I want to go now.
It's like all pretty boy sex, which I like.
Right.
You know, I'm into fit pretty boys.
Right.
And, but
which
I'm
is why you
into,
like our gym. And the
exactly.
steam room.
Exactly. Yeah, the steam room. No, I've never been in a steam room.
I know.
Honey.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Like, I like, you know, I like smooth. My boyfriend is Asian, but he's not like, you know, fresh off the boat Asian. Don't get it. You know, if you want to picture him, he's very athletic. He was 2-time jump rope champion.
Really?
World jump rope champion.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's
that
traveled the world
jump
roping. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Yeah, he's buff. Oh. He's hot. He's Japanese, and he's from Alaska.
Okay.
I mean, he's very unique.
Yeah.
We should have him in here, but he clams up.
He should. Does he get nervous?
He does. He doesn't like to.
I've met him before.
Yeah. I mean, he's fine with me doing it all. But you know the thing? He's only been pissed at me a few times. And we called him on we called him on our after show that we do after our show, which is on 997now.com.
And you can find it on Stitcher.
We're
going to
plug you. Tell me how we find you. People
on
want
Stitcher, too.
They're hilarious. Like your show is renowned, and I think everyone should listen to your show. So tell us how to get there.
It's either here in the Bay Area. It's 997now or
99.7.
997now.com. And then there's all the podcasts are up there. And then we do a show after the show, which is a little raunchier. It's not as in-depth probably as this, but it gets there. But
yeah, we're deep.
We call... Well, some of us can't get that deep. Right. No, but we called him and asked about, could I have sex with this? If, you know, Justin Timberlake were in front of me, could I have... He just thinks it's disrespectful for me to be asking about... having sex with other men, and he got really mad. I was like, you're going to do what you want to do anyway.
And you're like, it's just a hypothetical. Yeah. Justin Timberlake, what are the chances?
Listen, if Justin Timberlake wanted to have sex with me, I'm sorry. My boyfriend would just have to get over it.
Right.
And that would just be that, you know. But that makes him mad. He thinks it's disrespectful. But I think to him, like, if Hugh Jackman, he loves you. If Hugh Jackman wanted to have sex with him, I would have to say.
Yeah, you have to say, like,
you gotta do it.
Right,
Hugh Jackman's gay, right? He's gay, right?
No, but he acts awfully gay.
Do you believe that
most men in this town? I feel like everyone's gay unless proven straight.
I don't. I really don't.
Like there's a lot.
I swear to you that are you from here? Are you from the Bay Area?
I've been here a long time, but I'm not from here. I'm from Michigan originally.
Yeah. So when I moved here, I swear to God, and I just had a conversation with someone at the LGBT Center. That's the lesbian, gay. Was LG, bisexual and transgender center here because I'm thinking about doing some work with them. And she said that, you know, that a lot of men who move here have the same thought. The thought I had was I was going to get here and there's like unicorns hopping over clouds and glitter falling from the sky. And, you know, it's not like that really.
Right.
And San Francisco's gay community is not like the pretty boy gay community. It's not clean. There's a lot of subsections, the leather, the stinky ones, you know, the ones that like that odor, which I'm not into.
I know, they always get next to me on the Stairmaster.
Isn't that annoying?
I've had to leave. I've had to
move.
What
is that? I've never heard of that.
There's just men that don't wear deodorant, I guess.
Don't wear deodorant and they funkify. Like, I can not wear deodorant and I don't funkify.
They funk out and I'm like, I'm on the Stairmaster and I'm like putting my, it's bad.
And it's definitely a fetish for guys.
Is it? I didn't know that was a fetish.
Absolutely. And it's really, really prevalent here.
But can they not do the fetish at the gym? Can
I
they
agree.
Just do it elsewhere?
Do it in your bedroom.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a bar here. Have you been to 440? Otherwise known as Daddy's. Used to be Daddy's. Went
yeah,
440
I remember
movie.
Daddy's.
There's pretty smelly people in there.
Oh, really? It's kind of like the smelly
it's
bar.
Pretty
where
raunch.
They want to go.
But
I
kind
of
like it. You know, I used to get, I don't know. I must be known to have a boyfriend because I used to get hit on and I do not ever get hit on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess my boyfriend's
you're on the
always
radio.
Behind me. But not everybody knows who I am. I mean, you can't tell by looking.
Right. I don't know. I feel like that too sometimes. And then you get asked out and it feels really good because your ego like kind of needs
Yeah, my boyfriend should be very happy right now. I never get hit on, honey.
You never get hit on ever, ever, ever. Okay, well, thank you so much for being on the
show.
Welcome.
You're
awesome.
Is it over already? Wow.
Or 30,
we can do a couple more minutes.
Okay, good. Let's go. Okay, Menace is usually yelling at me.
No.
Are you ready to wrap it up,
No, I
Menace?
Think it's good. We've been trying to get you in here for a while, so.
Okay, I'm excited. Tell me more about your sex life.
Maybe the one thing I did want to say, because I want to describe to people out there a little bit. So I walk in, and Emily's wearing these pants, and I have to tell you, I'm going to describe them to you. Do you remember Olivia Newton-John in Grease?
Yeah.
These are the pants, and I just saw the Australia episodes of Oprah. Are you a fan of Oprah?
No, I mean, yes, I am, but I haven't seen her.
Olivia Newton-John was on there, and she brought out the pants that
and
she
wore.
And
they were
wore.
These?
No way.
They're just like that she wore in Greece.
You better shape up.
So, yeah, exactly. Sing it,
girl. Because I need a man. I need a man. Really, Whoa. These look like, do you like them?
I love them.
Okay, good.
I love them.
I love them, too. They're really cozy.
They're amazing.
They're very American apparel.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't go into American Apparel. I thought American Apparel was all like sweatshirts and
stuff.
No,
they have like it's very 80s. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you into that?
No, I mean,
What are you, a hipster?
No, That's such a good question.
No, because she's not a hipster.
What am I, Menace? What am I? I'm a little bit of everything. I've got a little hipster in me.
The, but the ring is sort of like very trendy.
Funky,
but it's trendy too right now.
She dresses like a hippie, I think.
Not a hardcore hippie.
Like a trendy hippie.
No. And you've got the Michelle Obama arms, like hot, you know, buff,
ooh,
cut.
Thank you.
Looking good.
Wow. I don't know what I am. It's so confusing. I like nice things, but I am kind of funky, eclectic the way I dress. I just kind of wear whatever. And
I like what you have on. But the bottom half of you is very Grease, not the top half. But even the boots, I mean, you're living
right.
Newton-John right
I'm
now.
Oh, my God. That's like heaven. I wish. I love living Newton-John.
One of the first songs I
Xanadu.
Remember. Yes.
Is that what you were going to say?
That's one of the first songs I really remember. I remember being a kid. It's so funny that, you know, some I guess, gay men exhibit no homosexual traits.
Right.
And some, do. And you know, I always wanted to be a cheerleader, but I didn't want to be like a boy cheerleader because I didn't get pom-poms,
right.
You know, so I wanted to be a girl
you wanted
cheerleader.
Pom-poms,
yeah,
of course. Yeah.
Of course, I wanted that. And
it's being a fireman without the hose.
And I want to be lifted up, you know, I want to be treated like a lady. So, but I loved that Elton John, like my mom and dad listened to country music, so I rarely got to hear music. You know, once in a while you would hear it in your friend's parents would be listening to something, and this song, I guess that's why they call it the blues by Elton John. I fell in love with that song, and my mom took me to the record store, and the only records I bought that were not Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, and Crystal Gayle were Karma Chameleon by the Culture Club, and I guess that's why they call it the blues by Elton John. Why my mother still is having even questions about my sexuality.
Right. Like, Mom, didn't we clear this up when I was 8? Right.
But it is super funny. I got, and then I guess we'll wrap it up.
No, we're good.
I tricked my grandmother. I was staying for the summer at her house, and when I was in elementary school, I wanted pom-poms so bad. I mean, it was like the dream of my life. That's all I wanted.
I mean, I did too.
You didn't get them?
Go ahead.
It was totally acceptable for you.
You're right. I'm just thinking, I know that feeling, so I can imagine for you, like, you really could, like,
yeah,
keep going.
But you know it's banned. You know
you
can't have them.
You know
them.
You can't. Like, that's sad. I'm going to cry.
Yeah, my parents are really country, really conservative, really Catholic. Well, my dad's not Catholic, but all the other things. He married a lesbian, for God's sake.
Right.
So I tricked my grandmother and told her that there was this girl named Kimberly back home, and it was going to be her birthday on the day that I got back, so I needed to go shopping for her birthday immediately, like while I was there, and get pom-poms. Uh-huh. And that's what she wanted. And so my grandmother took me, and I was there for like 2 or 3 weeks. So I got the pom-poms when we were at the store. And I remember my grandparents would fall asleep in the middle of the day, like old people do, watching As the World Turns.
Yeah.
And as soon as they would fall asleep in their chair, I would go to the room, get the pom-poms, go back behind, in the backyard, behind the barn, and do cheers.
Oh,
and cheers.
My God. That's so cute. Give me an A.
Well, no, it was very like, because I like certain sports teams then in certain colleges, and so which I still do, certain colleges, certain pro teams. So I pretended I was cheerleaders for those teams.
Of course.
And I imagined in my head, like, the team was making a touchdown, and then I was doing the
proper cheer for the
touchdown. I never got caught. At anything I did, I told my therapist, it's bad because I'm good at hiding things.
Right.
I'm good at getting away with stuff. But one time, I nearly got caught with a gay porno magazine at my house.
Oh,
no way.
When I was like, oh, God, I was 15 or 16. And I remember, newsstands that had porn in the back of them?
Yeah.
You don't have them anymore because we can get our porn and regular news elsewhere. But there was this one on the way home from my high school. And I went in there one day, was terrified. And you had to go in the back where the pornos were. So I go into the back, and like, there's another man back there. So I start looking at the straight magazines, you know, looking at the boobs and all that stuff. And then he leaves. I run over to the gay, and I'm looking at the gay magazines. And then I wise up, and I put the gay magazine inside of a straight magazine.
Oh,
so
God.
If anybody walked in, they would think I was looking at that. Finally, after doing that like 3 or 4 times over like a month or whatever, I got up the courage to just, I said, just going to take this gay magazine up to the counter. I'm not going to look at him. I wasn't even old enough to buy it.
Right.
I just put it up there. I didn't look at him. He's like $3. I gave him the money. I ran out.
Oh, my God.
It was so, like, exhilarating.
Was it your first sexual explicit material that
yes.
you got your hands on?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
First time I'd seen, like, guy,
yeah.
you know,
right,
stuff.
Right, right. And oh, it turned you on?
It turned me on. It's just like, but it was so scary to buy.
Totally. Yeah. That first experience. Did you ever have to go through that, Manus?
The guy, buy
gay porn.
Not gay porn.
No, just like that with condoms and
right,
stuff.
Right, but, right, 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 right.
Yeah. Why were we so afraid of condoms when
because
we were younger?
Because we're like, oh my God, they know we're having sex. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
So
like
what?
Today, it's like, you know.
You don't even think about
and
it.
And people should applaud you for buying condoms.
Yeah.
You should applaud yourself for buying
exactly.
condoms.
Exactly. Everyone should buy condoms.
And
now, tonight.
And straight women. This frustrates me so much. Straight women don't protect themselves. I have so many straight women friends who are, I'm like, did you wear a condom with the guy? No, well, I'm on the pill. You don't know him. He
yeah,
could have
you
anything.
You don't know exactly. You have
do
to use
not
condoms.
Do it. And if you don't want to buy them, if you don't want to spend the money, straight people, then go to your local gay bar. They hand them out for free. There are
like
buckets
candy.
Of them.
Buckets.
There are buckets at the
it's
front
true.
Desk.
Yep. Yeah.
When
yep.
you check in and hand in your underwear, you can pick up some condoms. But anyway, so I take the magazine home and I hide it and I look at it and I masturbate to it like so many times. So one day we had a swimming pool and one day I take it out into the living room. My parents weren't home and I'm looking, you know, at the magazine,
right.
you know, getting all horny. And I decide to go out and masturbate in the pool. I mean, who am I? Joan Collins? I mean, I don't know what's going on here. I'm like Blanche Devereaux. I'm having
right,
this like
right,
exciting
exactly,
life.
Exactly.
So I go out thinking I'm Linda Evans and I'm like masturbating in the pool or whatever. And I just finish up and just whatever. And I'm walking back in the back door and I hear my father walking in the front door. I look down. I had left the gay porn magazine. On the middle of the living room.
Oh, my God.
Open to the
no!
spread.
Whoa. Like, no.
I guess I got so horny. I yeah. lost my
You're
mind.
Like, I'm just going to the pool to cool off there. I'll go back and get that magazine. So what happened?
Well, he was luckily walking through the kitchen, and I see it and grab it and, you know, rush
wow.
into my room and hide it. But that's the closest I had ever gotten
God.
To getting
and
caught.
At that age, that would have been, you weren't ready yet, right? To talk to
I'm not ready now.
You're still not ready now, exactly. Oh, my God.
How long did you have that one magazine?
You know what I would do, Menace, is I would have the magazines for a while, and then I would freak out and be like, oh, my God, my parents are going to find it. I got to get rid of it. You know, oh, my God, the pages are stuck together or whatever. Or, you know, you get tired of the same one.
Right,
but
right.
Mostly, like, I'm so scared that they're going to find it. So I would get rid of it, throw, you know, I'd take it somewhere and throw it out.
Right.
And then a couple months later, I'd be like, oh, jonesing,
right,
jonesing,
right,
jonesing,
right.
Jonesing.
Got to get a new one. Got to get a new one.
Yeah, I remember I drove to Dallas. I called when I was, like, 18, 17 or 18. I think 18. I looked in the phone book and I called this like gay and lesbian whatever. I didn't
right.
know what I was doing and I was like, where do gay people hang out? Like I asked, you know,
oh,
where do gay people
good.
Hang out or
that's
whatever.
Proactive.
But I didn't want to know. Like they were like, oh, there's youth groups and blah blah blah. I didn't want to know that. I wanted to know where I can get a gay video. I wanted to see some hot man
right,
on man
right,
action.
Right, right. So what'd you do?
So I drove over to the gay part of town and I found a video store and like I was like finding gold mine.
Right, like Mecca. Exactly. So did you buy a bunch of video? And...
Well, I wanted to rent these videos, mm-hmm. right? So I go through and I pick them all out and you have to. That back then they would put the covers in sleeve like the plastic sleeves, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And then you have to take the covers up there and then they have the
right,
the
right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So I did all that and they're like, okay, we're gonna need a major credit card or a remember like Blockbuster
yeah,
or
yeah,
these
yeah.
they used to like you'd have to have your life
yeah,
on these things because
yes.
they cost so much back then. Now they didn't cost anything. And they were like, or you have to write a check for a deposit. I did not have either one. I had a checkbook. I was so wanting the porn that I drove 50 minutes back to where I lived in Fort Worth, all the way back from Dallas to Fort Worth, to my house, got my checkbook, drove all the way back
oh my God.
To rent that porn, to write that
you
check.
You wanted it.
I wanted it bad. And
thank God you moved to
San
Francisco.
It took an hour
right?
to find gay porn.
Because in San Francisco, you can't drive
yeah.
5 minutes without finding gay
yeah,
porn, right?
What do you think about In the Castro, the gay neighborhood, what do you think about walking down the street and some of the places just having like dildos in the windows?
I think it's fine.
I think it's.
I have no problem with me. I
have you had children?
No, I don't.
If you had
children. I just think it's part of life, part of the culture that we live in.
You wouldn't take them to the Castro. Probably.
I don't know.
Where would you take them in the
Castro?
I
guess there's no.
But some families
the
live in the Castro now. Yeah.
The theater. I love the theater.
There used to be ice cream place there.
I know, but they're like, mommy, what is that, spaceship looking thing? Like, what do you know? You're like,
thing where there's vaginas?
I know, or like the sausage factory or whatever. No, but I don't know. I don't have a problem with it because I think that sex toys and sex paraphernalia really help and enhance people's relationships. But what do you do about young kids? Like, what do you do about anything? Like, they're on the internet and they're getting.
A porno when I was 6 years old.
How?
He never forgets this.
Yeah.
What was it about again? Because I think it's fucked you up somehow.
It hasn't.
Sorry.
No,
maybe.
It's so weird.
Where'd you see it? Where'd you find it?
Okay, what happened was I've told the story many times before, but I was learning to ride a bike and I broke the training wheels.
Well, of course,
on the bike.
Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, I broke the training wheels on the bike because the training wheels were plastic wheels, right? So I was out in the front trying to ride this bike forever, and then finally I rode it without the training wheels. I kept on going. I didn't know how to stop, and I ran right into a fence. And I was so excited, I ran to the front door of my house. And the screen door was there, and my dad was watching a porno.
Of course he was.
Right? He didn't hear me. He didn't hear me get to the door, so I immediately just stopped. And And I watched, but for
Did
some
you
reason.
Did you pull your willy out and start
no,
playing
No, but
with
for
it?
Some reason, at 6 years old, I knew what it was.
Well, I think
I knew
six
what
is,
was going on.
Yeah.
But I'd never seen anything sexual
right.
before that. Maybe my mom's
or
vibrator
since then.
Or something
no,
like that.
Right. You saw your mom's vibrator?
Yeah, I think
now,
when
that
I was younger,
would traumatize me more than anything.
Right.
That would try. I caught my brother. My parents had, remember those old timey vibrators that not
that plug
like,
into the wall Hitachi magic wand?
Yeah. Well, no, this was like the thing for your back. This was like a real vibrator. Like right. for your back, you held it like this
yes,
was a
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes. Like, eh.
Somehow my brother figured out that if he put it on his penis,
it would make
good. You. Yeah,
felt good. Vibration feels good.
So I one day came home from school, probably, he was probably like in ninth grade and I was in seventh, and I catch him in my parents' room, and he's like starts freaking out and yelling at me, and I wasn't quite sure why, like, get out of here, what are you doing? And he had the vibrator, and I was like, oh, it's vibrator, right. And then I figured it out, like, mm-hmm. oh, he was, what he was mm-hmm. doing. So then, of course, that gives you the idea.
Right.
And then I started. It was amazing.
Yeah, some men love the vibration of their penis. Mm-hmm. Like that's why I always talk about rings, rings for their penis.
C-ring.
Do you ever use them?
I don't like them.
You don't like
it's
them?
It's too complicated. And a lot of times the rings, they're for guys who can't keep it up or
right.
need. And mm-hmm. I
but
swear
the vibrating
God,
rings, like you like the
I,
vibration
yeah, I,
on your penis.
I do. Yeah.
Right.
And I've used those before. I just don't like the rings. So
I know what
much.
You're saying. Okay. Got
I
it.
Would rather have like, I have a, like a little toy that I've stuck down there while I'm
Which,
having
like
sex
a little
with my
pocket
boyfriend.
Rocket or something? Or?
Yeah, right there. See, I like it right in the taint.
Right.
That's where
that
feels it really
good.
Feels good.
Menace, you should try that.
It feels good. You don't have to insert it into anywhere.
Can you tell Menace things that would feel good?
It feels really good. Here's another thing I discovered on my own as a junior high kid is I'm amazing. Like when you're a kid, you can find these things out. But figured out that if I took the shower head and laid down.
Oh, yeah.
And put it on the head of my penis, mm-hmm. not right below the head of my penis, mm-hmm. that I could come
right.
without touching my penis.
You're like MacGyver.
And that
of masturbation.
Yeah, all I need is a piece of gum and a shower head.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I really think it is if you can come without touching your penis, it feels 10 times better.
Oh, I'm sure.
It just feels amazing. Like, I don't know this.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels great when you're doing that, too.
Right,
but
to make it right.
To make it shoot.
What do you
think?
Oh, God, we have to go. But,
yeah, okay.
Okay.
But I'll come back another day.
Will you come back another day? Because I want to talk to you about hand jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have a big debate.
We have a big hand job debate. Will you come back?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'll absolutely.
I'm
come
so
back.
Happy to meet you, and thank you so much for being on the show. This is so
me.
Fun. Okay, everyone. Well, that was. How do we find you?
Download
his podcast.
Yeah, 997now.com.
And search Fernando and Greg on Stitcher.
Fernando
too.
And Greg on Stitcher. We've got a lot of Stitcher listeners.
On Stitcher, you can search Fernando and Greg. The last 2 weeks of podcast, don't listen to Fernando and I've been in huge fights been like marriage.
For
and
real?
A lot of people don't like it. Like, you know, like if you were a Howard Stern listener,
right. mm-hmm.
I always like digged when they would fight and right. it was real right. and stuff like that. We've been going through like this 7-year itch kind of thing.
Oh.
Like, yeah. you know, like in a relationship when you
yes.
wake up and you look at someone and you're
yes.
like, I wish that person were dead.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We've been going through that oh. the last couple of weeks. It's gotten better, but
it makes
it's
me
all
sad.
Kind of played out. He was there one day and it was not even bad. And he started squirming in his seat and
I was
feeling
like,
uncomfortable.
What the hell's going on?
You can't always be happy.
No,
I
you
don't
can.
Want to.
And your listeners probably want to see you
yeah, but,
all sides of you.
Yeah,
they complained a lot and they think I'm a dick. But I am a very, very.
I want to come see you be a dick on the show now because I don't
you,
see you
know
stuff
what?
As what.
She should come do our
sideshow.
Yeah,
I'd love
book
to.
Her for the sideshow.
Oh my God,
yeah.
do it.
Absolutely.
I love it. I'll talk about anything, whatever.
Okay.
It'd be so fun.
And
okay.
I just don't want you guys to end up like some shows that I know where they are in separate rooms. You know, I don't
yeah.
want it to end up being like
oh,
that
that's
one
not
day.
Gonna happen.
But you know
they're
what?
Gonna make it. They love each other,
you know,
right? Deep
yeah,
down?
we've been good friends for a long time. But you know, when that happens or why that happens is because people don't get it out. They mm-hmm. harbor their bad feelings to
yeah.
the point to where it's just like then
right.
it all you mm-hmm. know blows up. Here's one thing. I think we're both in therapy,
mm-hmm.
and I think therapy. What I've learned in the last year is therapy brings a lot of stuff to surface.
Yep.
You think you're going to go to therapy and you're going to be fine and everything's going to be great? No,
no.
It brings it so much rage.
It breaks
up.
You down.
You got to get it
Fall
all
apart.
Out. So I last year was raging because I'm getting all this
good.
Insane
I was in
stuff
therapy
out.
Forever.
I think year two is when you start to maybe
fix
things.
Oh, my God. I was in therapy for 15 years.
Okay. Maybe in year 14, you start to fix things. All right. We do have to go.
Okay.
Emily will be on the sideshow
okay,
with Fernando and Greg.
I
and then
wait.
I'll be back on this show.
Okay.
Soon.
Good. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
This episode of Sex with Emily is brought to you by Screaming O. Make sex even more fun with the Screaming O collection of award-winning mini vibes, vibrating rings, and sexy accessories. These colorful sex toys come recommended by Women's Health, Maxim Magazine, and sexperts around the world. Try a vibe on your finger, your tongue, or even around his thing and see what all the buzz is about. Men, women, and couples love Screaming O. Millions of satisfied customers will tell you, no matter where you are, what you like, or who you're with, there's a Screaming O for that. Go to ScreamingO.com to check out all their fun products today. Thanks for listening.